We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean, obviously, you know, when you guys play, you respect every team you play, but is there a sense at all for a team's record and how they're playing? Or do you simply just go to the book, look at the numbers on who's hitting for a team, and get prepared that way? Because you guys just played, obviously, one of your chief rivals in the Phillies. Now you come back and play a Baltimore team that is scuffling, but at times has risen up. Is there any difference in preparation at all, certainly mentally, as you play a team that may not be playing as well as some of your division rivals?
I don't know. I don't think there's any difference in the way that you prepare. I think, especially by this point in the season, you kind of have a pretty good routine of how you go over each team's scouting reports and stuff. And, you know, in a way, being an American League team, there's a lot, you know, we don't know about the Orioles, which can be good or bad, right? It can make them a little bit dangerous. But as a pitcher, like, you can also feel like you have an advantage because they haven't seen you either before. So, we really, at this stage in the game, we really can't afford to be overlooking anybody. We need to, every win is really, really important right now. We'll be ready to go.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny, his weekly Tuesday 11:45 a.m. appointment. Sean, you might not be the right guy to ask this question to because your home run rate is almost identical to last year. 0.6, 0.7 the last 2 years, and in fact, it's the same as your career rate over eight seasons. But there's a lot being made of the baseball. Justin Verlander calling it at the All-Star break a bleeping joke, said Major League Baseball's turning the game into a joke. They own Rawlings, and you've got Manfred up here saying it might be the way they center the pill. They own the bleeping company. He's very mad about the baseballs that are being used. So a couple questions. Number one, do you notice a difference when you're throwing the baseball that anything is different about it than in the past? And I guess baseball's admitting that the ball being used is different, but do you actually think, like, this is something that they wanted or were behind?
I think so. The biggest thing that I think I've noticed in talking to other pitchers is the seams of the ball are different. They're a little bit lower and they're like flatter and wider. And so I know for some guys, they've had to change grips with their breaking pitches because with the lower seams, it can be a little bit more difficult to, pull on the ball to get it to spin the way that they need it to. For me, throwing a lot of fastballs, it hasn't really come into play for me, although I have noticed it. But when it comes to the way that the balls have changed, I think as players, we just want some transparency and some consistency with the answers because, like you mentioned in those quotes from Verlander over the All-Star break, we've heard everything from Major League Baseball from, the balls are handmade, so there's going to be some variation in, the way that each ball feels and flies. Then they said that the machinery has gotten better, and they've gotten better at centering the pill. Well, you just told us that the balls are handmade, so now you're bringing the machinery into it. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Then they said, like, the balls are within the manufacturer, the variation of the specs, for competitive play. And then they said, then they moved to saying that they know the balls are different, but they don't know why. And when Major League Baseball, buys Rawlings, they buy the company that makes the balls. I don't think that should be the case. That doesn't really feel like an acceptable answer to us. Really, we just want to know what's going on. It does feel like balls are flying out at a higher rate. And I think it's important to note necessarily that the balls aren't juiced. I don't think that's the right word, because I think exit velocities have been roughly the same as they were over the last couple of years, but the ball's just not coming down. Because we're seeing home runs that are being hit with really, really low exit velocities in high 80s and low 90s, which is really, really rare. And, the ball just doesn't come down. It has some extra carry. So I don't know. I think we just want to know why this variable that has been the same for so long has suddenly changed, and if anybody's going to do anything about it.
So it stands to reason, though, like that chicks dig the long ball was the old saying with the commercials back in the day. It's not chicks. It's baseball fans that love home runs, right? We've been talking about getting more offense. Right. I know Manfred wants that. Are more home runs good for the game? I mean, you could say we've become a more true outcome league. There's more strikeouts. There's more walks. Right. There's more homers. Is that good for the game?
Right.
Do you think that baseball said, okay, how do we get more home runs and this is the result? Or is it more coincidental?
I don't know if like they set out. I don't know, because now we're getting close to some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we've got some
like,
tinfoil hats on at this point.
Yeah. I don't know if they if that was like a direct, if that was the goal they were going for. I really don't know, but it is one of the most exciting plays in sports. And, you know, when Major League Baseball at the All-Star break comes out and says that, you know, even owners are concerned about the rising home run rates, I don't know if that's possibly true, because that doesn't make sense to me, because home runs, like I said, that fans love them. They're runs for your team, so that's awesome. I think what you said, though, it's definitely changed the way the game is played with the three true outcomes. I think there's some other factors in play, the way guys have changed their approaches at the plate over the last few years to hit more balls in the air. I think some guys have really finally, that new swing pattern has really finally, after a couple of years, has clicked for a lot of guys. But, you know, if a couple of years ago they had came to us and said across the league, hey, we're introducing a little livelier baseball to make things a little bit more exciting. I think we would have been like, all right, as pitchers, that's a huge bummer, but, you know, let's dance. At least everybody knows what's going on. We're not going to get penalized for giving up home runs when it comes time to renew a contract or, you know, look for a free agent deal. And, you know, hitters aren't going to complain about it. So, I don't know. It's certainly head scratching.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.